And yet God uses means through the preaching of the Holy Gospel. That's what the context of Romans chapter 10, verse 17 is. How can they hear unless someone be sent, unless someone preach? And so the Holy Spirit chooses to use the foolishness of preaching, as the Greeks would consider it, to save, to regenerate, and even to grant faith. But also notice that it is also confirmed, that is, our partaking of Christ and all his benefits are confirmed by the use of the holy sacraments. Now notice it doesn't say holy ordinances. Some in the Christian community focus on these as ordinances. Ordinances has to do with what we do. We focus on the word and we use the word sacraments because they are what God has instituted. They're holy, sacra, holy, and the focus is on what God does through them. In some circles, they're referred to as the means of grace. The Word of God is the means of grace, and the sacraments are a means of grace. God, through the preaching of His holy Word and through the use of the holy sacraments, they confirm, God confirms to us that what Christ has done, His benefits are mine. Remember what it says later on about the Lord's Supper. As certainly as I hold in my hand the bread, so certain is my redemption in Christ. And so here you have a definition of what is understood by a sacrament in question 66. A sacrament is something that is visible, that is set apart or holy, that is a sign or signs and seals. All of these are appointed by God with a goal that by their use, He may, notice that, more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel. So, as Calvin said, the sacraments are the word made visible. They're the second witness. The word is preached and the word is signified and sealed to us through the sacrament. And so we get two messages when baptism occurs. We get two messages when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. There's two preachers, if you will, in that event. Notice again, He may more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel. And then notice again, focus is on grace, free grace. He grants to us forgiveness of sins and everlasting life, for the sake of the one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. And so the sacraments point away from ourselves and point to Christ, point to grace. We celebrate the grace of God. And so are they both, the word and the sacraments, designed to direct our faith to the one sacrifice of Christ? And the answer is yes, that's the gospel. And notice, the gospel is assured to us personally through the sacraments. Our whole salvation stands in the one sacrifice of Christ made for us on the cross. Again, in Hebrews, it talks about in the Old Testament. Again, remember that when the Old Testament saint would come to the temple to confess their sins and to be forgiven, they brought an offering, and that offering was slain, and the blood was shed, and the blood was sprinkled on them in some occasions, and they walked out of that temple forgiven. And what happened 5 minutes later, if they sinned again, what should they do? Turn right around and take another sacrifice and do it again. But yet, the more perfect sacrifice is Christ. Once for all, one sacrifice accomplished all of our redemption, not just a part of it. Matter of fact, I think that that's one of the reasons why it had to be over and over again to communicate there's another. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. He's the only true sacrifice for our sins. How many sacraments has Christ instituted in the New Testament? The answer is 2, as opposed to 7 in some communions. Those two, holy baptism and the Holy Supper, we see that written large in Scripture. And so we will continue on through looking at each of those individually as we work our way through the catechism.